Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and God bless you. This is Prophetess Carolyn Robertson with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. We are so excited that you guys have joined with us today. Today we have a very special guest, Bishop Wanda Arnold. Bishop, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Praise God. We are so glad and so excited for you to be with us today. We have a very important topic that we want to discuss. And I just, you know, just listening to what God is doing in the lives of His people, one of the things that He pointed out to me is that, you know, a lot of times we're always talking about the married couples, and He wants to put emphasis on people being saved, you know, the men and women of God who are single, they're saved, but they're also being fruitful. And so the first person that He gave me was you. Praise God for that. So I'm just so excited to have you on here, you know, because it takes a lot. You know, we talk about how, you know, it's so much going on in marriages and so much going on in families. And what gets overlooked is that people of God, everybody is not married. You know, some people are still single, you know, but they still live a life that is pleasing to God, and they're still fruitful in the things that God has given them charge over. And so I'm so excited that you decided to, you know, that you accepted the invitation to come on. What we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. We always open up in a word of prayer. So I'm just going to thank God. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God, for your vessel. We thank you for your service. We thank you for the opportunity to serve. We ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, to have your way over the airwaves. I pray that everyone on the line whom you have sent, Father God, that they would open up their ears, open up their heart, that they will receive what is being released, and that it is helpful in them in this time. We just thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, and we love you today, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
So again, Bishop, thank you so much for joining in. I'm sitting here looking at this book, one of the books that you sent me, and I want to have you share about your other books as well. But one of the books that's in front of me is Speaking Into Existence. And I, you know, I always look at the back of the cover, and it says it was written in 13 hours. And I was like, wow, just imagine, you know. And I'm looking at, okay, it took me a whole minute to write this in 13 hours. But, you know, when we are really focused on what God is telling us to do, you know, we just get in there. We get it done. We don't have time for any distractions or anything else. We just get in there and get it done. So I want to commend you, you know, on how your obedience led you to write this book, because it taps into different areas, you know, about walking in the will of God and dealing with fear and, you know, resting in His peace. And this is an awesome book. And so I want to encourage you guys, you know, at the end of our show, Bishop Wanda is going to give all some information of how to connect with her, her book, her events that she has coming up. And so we're just excited about that. So, Bishop, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Let the audience know who you are. I know who you are. You're a woman of God, one of my mentors. I've sat under your classes, under your teachings. I mean, we are APIA Covenant, woohoo, family. And so, you know, I know, you know, the type of woman that you are. I know that you are a woman of God who really have a heart for God and a love for His people. But I also know that you are one of those type of people who like to, you know, help get people, push people to their purpose and you know, get an understanding of who they really are, you know, in God. So I want you to share, if you would just share, it's basically up to you how, you know, how much of your testimony that you want to share, you know. So I want to open the floor up to you, you know, and just tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so very much again, Prophet. I appreciate being on this call, and I appreciate what God is doing in my life and in yours as well. A little bit about me. I don't even know, you know how people say a little bit about me. I don't even know if there's a little bit about me that I can tell without telling like a whole lot, but I know we have a limited time. I was married for 8 years. I've been divorced now for probably almost 15 years. I have two adult children. I have a beautiful daughter-in-law. I have two beautiful grandchildren. I just relocated to a different area. I was in the Illinois area, and God has definitely changed my geographical location. I'm just doing what God would have me to do. Other than being a mother and a grandmother, I'm a student. I'm an author. I am a CEO of several ministries that God has allowed me to birth and he has given me stewardship over. Out of those ministries, some businesses were also birthed. So I'm just doing what God would have me to do one day at a time and just trusting him as I walk this thing out, because sometimes it can be a bit much. I'm always one to embrace change. I love change, so that's not hard for me to do. But sometimes when God is stretching your faith and you know that you just have to go where he's leading you, sometimes that can be overwhelming. But all is well. I'm just doing what I do. I mentor, I teach. I love Jesus, and I love who I am in him and who he is in me. I love who I am and what I do in the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's a little bit
Amen.
Of me.
That's a little bit, I know, because, you know, I've heard some of your testimony in our classes, and you know, sometimes we think that, you know, we know each one of us have a testimony, but I'm telling you, when we hear the testimony of others who have, you know, stepped forth and stepping out and, you know, and teaching others, you know, we're like, whoa, you know, and that's why I think it's so important that we as the body of Christ that God has called, you know, to do certain things, not shy away from our testimonies, because our testimonies, it really helps others to embrace their testimony, to say, hey, you know, there's no need for me to be ashamed about this, you know. So I do, you know, I know that your testimony is an awesome testimony. Just listening to that, you have been divorced for 15 years, right?
Yes.
That's a long time. And I'm going to tell you, listen, guys, I'm not even going to wave my hand and say, hey, I can do that, I did that. Because that was definitely not me. And so when I see men and women of God, you know, such as yourself, who has, you know, who is taking on that being single, you know, still walking in the will of God and doing what God has called them to do, I think that is such an awesome thing. That's such an awesome type of obedience. That's what that is, obedience. Because that right there, I struggled with, you know, I was still young. And my relationship with God was nowhere near, you know, what it is now. So when I look back and I see, you know, even when I witness today, you know, how you guys are just, or how you are, you know, just moving on in God and let him do what it is that he wants to do in you, you know, that is an awesome thing. I want to just touch a few bases on, you know, how do people, you know, as single, how do the single, you know, give us some information, some of the, we have some single people on the line, and some people may be struggling in areas moving from the past hurt of divorce and the past hurt of pain, because, you know, some of us have been through the abuse, and some of us have been through, and it's not always just the physical abuse, sometimes it's the mental abuse. How do, you know, we know that we have to stay in the Word of God to help us get to that point of healing, but what are some of your suggestions when it comes to, you know, your surroundings and who to hang out with and who to grasp hold to? What are some of your suggestions to help get that single person to get to that point, to that place in God where they won't have to just automatically, you know, feel like, okay, I need a husband because I can't get through this by myself? What are some of your suggestions on that?
Oh, my goodness. That was a whole lot. I just want you to know that, Carolyn.
But before I
answer that question, I do want to start off with saying that even early after my divorce, I dated and I was doing me. I didn't realize at that time how hurt and devastated I was. And even then I realized that I was taking advantage of the innocent men that I was dating because I didn't want to be alone. I remember I dated one guy who was very well off. We went on trips around the world and I didn't have to pay for anything. And he was the first guy that I ever dated that was that much older than I was. And because of that, when I say I didn't have to do anything extra, I need for you to read in between the lines. I didn't have to do anything
right.
extra with that because I was
right.
I was his arm piece. I was his eye candy. And I remember telling some of my girlfriends that I was getting tired of him and his royal treatment, and they thought I was crazy. And I can remember one day we were out on one of his boats, and I've shared this story before. I had a drink in my hand, land on his boat with a couple of his expensive dogs, and it wasn't, this was a boat. And I remember looking up at the sky and just to myself saying, Jesus, you got to get me out of this. And it wasn't because it was a bad relationship or abusive or anything like that. And like I said, he was giving me the royal treatment, but I got tired of it. And that just was not where I desired to be anymore. So that was the beginning of the end of my way out. And I knew it. A major shift happened after that. My focus then was, okay, God, you got me out of this. I need to know what's going on with me. I need to get some healing. I had to learn who I was, and I had to begin chasing God, because I knew that even from the time of my divorce and me dating, you know, in between then, that it's like, okay, enough is enough. This is not what I want in my life anymore. I can definitely say that you have to be around people that will hold you accountable. You have to be around people that will tell you what's right and what's wrong, and you don't get mad about it. And if you get mad about it, you get over it. You have to know that there are some people and some things that you can't hang around with. If you hang around with, you know, those same people that you used to do those things with, then chances are you're going to backslide or fall into that same old thing, and that's not where you want to be. So you have to trust God, okay, this is where I am. You need to send me some friends that can relate to where I am, because they're in that same place. You need to send me somebody I can talk to that'll hear what I'm saying, that will know my heart, and that they can give me your heart and wisdom and in love so that I can grow by it. I've had conversations with plenty of women in their 30s and in their 40s who are shacking up with their quote-unquote boyfriends for various reasons. I've had conversations and they would ask me, you know, well, are you having sex and, you know, are you happy with that? And, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not sexually active. I'm not married. I'm not dating. I'm not doing none of that. And no, I'm not sexually active. And it was a few of them that honestly did not believe that I was, they felt that I was lying. I'm like, for one, I don't have no reason to lie. And who are you for me to lie to? I'm not sexually active. And I do have to say that, you know, and being honest, it can sometimes be a struggle because I've been there. I've been married. I've had sex. I know what it feels like. And I'm a woman. So some things we desire as women, and just like men, they desire what they desire as men. And at the same time, no sooner than I might think about it or the devil try to, you know, to give me those thoughts about it, I realize I got too much to do, you know. I got books to write. I got homework to do. I got classes to teach. I got other things that I need to do as opposed to that moment of temporary satisfaction of my flesh. I have a legacy to leave. And so you have to be aware of, you know, for one, you have to know who you are. And for two, you have to trust God to bring those people around you to help you out when you feel like you're going to fall or that you need somebody to talk to. So I hope that helps.
That did help. That did help. And I do know, I know that was a lot. I know you'll probably get me later, but I was like, that was a. But, you know, I was listening to a lot stood out. But one of the things that really struck me is that because you, when you were saying how, you know, listen, in other words, we don't stop and think, you know, a lot of us never stop and think how we are actually taking advantage of the other person, you know, when we're going through this. And I, you know, I really did not look at that like that out of all this time. So praise God for revelation. I did not look at it in that sense like that until just now. And, you know, when you said that, the Lord started showing me, you know, it's amazing how we can focus things just about us and it's not always about us. And so, you know, we're not thinking about, you know, how we're hurting the other person. And even when you were talking about the gentleman who were, you know, giving you you know, who will treat you like royalty, which you are, royalty, you know what I mean? He was treating you like a queen that you are, you know, but still, you know, we wasn't satisfied with that. And I understand, you know, I've been in that situation before, and I would be like, this is really getting on my nerves, you know. And so I really, you know, I thank you for pointing that out. It's really, you know, we have to, it's not just us. We are, you know, sometimes we're hurting the other person while we're still, you know, just really thinking about ourselves. And then you were talking about accountability, and I like how, you know, you said that, you know, we do need some people. We need people in our corner who are going to hold us accountable as far as how we're living our lifestyles and make sure that, you know, what we're saying is actually lined up, you know, with what we're doing. They're falling into alignment. That's some good stuff right there. Thank you, Bishop. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, sometimes, you know, people talk when it comes to back to, you know, the sex life being fleshly and all that kind of stuff. You know, we have so many people who say, go take a cold shower. We need to stop playing around. You know, that cold shower doesn't work. really, the word of God is the word of God.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Bishop, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. When we, you know, we're talking about assignments, like that, when we're busy, not being busybodies, but when we're busy doing what God has called us to do, it's just certain, you know, things, you know, like that we just really don't have time for. And then when we do, you know, get into that situation like that, God always has a way of escape. He always has something lined up for us to realign our focus. And so, again, I think it's all about choice. And then with me, you know, I believe at that particular time I was just making poor choices because I felt like I can't do this by myself. I need a man. And that was because I was just not at that place. And so, again, you know, I really commend you on how your obedience to God is first. As I continue to grow in the Lord, I'm learning more and more about obedience, and I've learned a lot that, you know, obedience, it conquers all. I don't care what it is that we're doing or whether we're married or single or what, obedience to God is what really matters. Tell me something about some of your books that you have out. I know I first heard, you know, last year when we started connecting, I would hear, read some of your posts, and you would say on some of them, you are the apple of his eye. And, you know, even until this day, I say that consistently, you know, and I told other people that we are the apple of God's eye, you know, and I think that is so important as men and women, period, to know that we are the apple of God's eye, and whatever situations that we are in, you know, especially, you know, being single, you know, God has a mate for us. But I also hear some people saying, go look for your mate, go look for your mate. But I thought God sends us who he wants us to have. So help me out and help some of these callers out with that.
I remember once putting on social media, the word does not say she who finds. It says he who finds. So, no, we're not supposed to be looking for nobody. Now, I do believe in divine connection, and I do believe that, you know, God will set it up perfectly because that's just who he is, and we need to have our ear to his heart to know where we're supposed to be and know what we're supposed to be doing in order to be found. But the Bible says, he who finds a wife, not she who finds a husband. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know if everybody on the line is saved or not, and, you know, but life is life. You know, some people go to bars, some people do what they do. I'm not saying not have a good time. You know, you can have a good time and still be in the will of God, but don't go out there looking for a man, because that is not your responsibility to look for a man. Now, once he finds you, then everything totally shifts. Not other than you're not only his wife, but then you become his helpmeet. But that's a whole other story. But, I don't believe in, you know, going out there looking. Now, we do need to make ourselves available. And by that, I mean, is while you are waiting for God to allow you to be found, I told somebody this maybe a year or so ago. I said, you know, she was saying how she wanted to be married and, you know, she just going to different places looking for her husband. I said, while you're doing all of that, how about you write a book? How about you get your credit in order? How about you learn how to cook? How about you, you know, buy some property? Do something to make yourself an asset to the relationship so when you come together, you know, however God orchestrates it, it'll be a good thing as opposed to out there, you don't know how to cook, your house is dirty, you don't know how to, you ain't cleaning, all this other stuff. Do something to be productive so that when you are found, it'll be worthwhile for the both of you. So I think that's important.
Yes, that's good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad you hit on that topic because, yeah, so, you know, I hear, you know, a lot of people talking about, you know, how they want to get married, you know, and they, some of them never stop to think, you know, this time while you are single, you know, allow God to do what it is that he wants to do in you. And then you take initiative and do some of the things that God has already told you to do, implementing what he's given instructions on so that when you do get married, you know, you're not going in there half-stepping, you know, because marriage is a partnership. You know, it is not. It doesn't just become about you. You know, we're in this thing together. And so, you know, I think, you know, as single, you know, being single, you know, some of the steps that I didn't take were not there. A lot of the things I learned from, you know, watching my grandmother or my mom, but still, that didn't teach me how to be, you know, how it was when I got married. Yeah, does that make sense? You know, it's like, you know, yeah, they taught me how to cook and things like that and clean and, you know, and then I knew how to do that, you know, with my kids. But then when my husband came along or husbands, because I've been married several times, but through each marriage, there was something different in each one of them. And a lot of, and, you know, each one of them had me to grow up really quickly. But now, you know, I can appreciate, you know, just listening to you as a single woman of God who are just saying, hey, my focus is on what God has called me to do. My focus is on the assignments God has given me, you know. And so I appreciate that you're putting that out there, you know, because people need to know, you know, that while you're single, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't enjoy your life, you know, and I think we get confused with that. It's like, okay, well, I'm single, so I can't do anything. I can't have fun. I can't do this. It's the same way with being saved. You know, some of us are saved, and we forgot how to laugh. You know, God, that we have to remember that God, he's the one who gave us the spirit of laughter, the spirit of joy. And so we have to embrace all of that and remember that it comes by way of God. I want you to share with me some of your books, share with some of the audience some of your books, some of your events you have coming up, and how to connect with you, your website or your social media, if you would just share with some of us who may want to connect with you. Because as I was preparing for this segment, what God was showing me is that so many times we base things around, we talk about the marriages a lot and, you know, how the enemy will come to, you know, come towards the marriages. But we also have to remember that the enemy does throw things at single people too as well, especially with that flesh thing. And so they may need to get connected with you. And I just want to tell you guys, Bishop Wanda is an awesome teacher. She don't cut no corners. She don't sugarcoat. So when you connect, you just be ready. You're going to have all your big girl pants and your big boy pants. But it's all good. So Bishop Wanda, why don't you share some information how the people can get connected with you?
All right. I am on Facebook. My Facebook page is, well, I have two. Wanda Arnold is my personal page, and Wanda Arnold Ministries is my fan page. And that's basically where I do most of my networking. My website is www.godsanointedgiftsministries.org. On there, you'll see my upcoming events. You'll see how to purchase. My books. I've written several books. My last collaboration, which was released at the end of last year, is called Leave and Cleave: Rebuilding After Divorce. This particular book was written by 9 collaborators, including myself, and we take you behind closed doors of what went on in our marriages that led to divorce, and how we had to trust God to get through it, trust God to keep us, both physically and mentally, and just to grow from that point. So if you're interested in any of my books, please, they're all on my website. I'm having an event in Mississippi on April 15th. It's for ladies only. It is the worship of the word, healing, and deliverance. It's called The Encounter. It's for those women who need to just encounter God like they've never encountered him before. That encounter that will change the course of events in your life, that encounter that will shift your thought process, and that encounter that will just draw you closer to him. So if you're interested, that's also on the website, and the registration is $25 right now. So I'm out there, and if you guys need anything, please know that I'm available.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank God for you joining on the line, coming in, and so that we can interview you. I have really enjoyed you. I'm sure the listeners has enjoyed you and picked up some good wisdom nuggets because you did put it out there. Amen. So we want to thank you guys for joining in on the air today. And so, again, you guys, if you need to get connected or you know someone who be blessed, you know, get connected with Bishop Wanda, please refer them. But, you know, like I say, you know, she's a mighty woman of God, and she teaches from the Word of God. So you guys be blessed. Again, this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks. We'll see you guys on next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys be blessed, and I love you all. See you next time.